I think what we're going to do, let's see how this works. And we'll do it maybe for 10 minutes or so, because we've got some time. It is currently 12 minutes after the hour. So about 10, 15 minutes, we'll see how it goes. And then we'll bring Jason back to close it out. And this was purely discretionary. Sarah and I talked about it. And so we'll see how it goes. If we don't get any hands, then we'll move on. But we wanted to do something to, number one, keep Desi busy. And number two, we wanted to get you guys involved a little bit. So some of you who have been around a while, this will be much easier. For those of you who have never been to a convention, this could be rather tough. But we're interested in finding out about your most favorite. Let's open it up. Let's open it up, not just a CCB, but your most favorite CCB or ACB banquet moment, whether it be funny or serious or just something that you'll always remember as something that sticks out. So we'll see if we get some raised hands. And if we don't, we'll move on. But we thought this would be kind of fun because you never know how this is going to work. So, and I can't help you because I have not been to an ACB convention and I won't until this year in Omaha. I was at one CCB convention and I had a great time because it was old home week for me and I met people I hadn't seen in years. And that was a great moment. So I guess that does actually fit for me. It was great to see people I hadn't seen in 30 years.
And, well, and Larry, this, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, Larry, this is Sarah. And I just have to say that one of my favorite banquet memories was, and it's not just because it was in Fresno, it was the fact that we got a picture of Ron Presley with Elvis Presley. That was.
Oh, perfect. How cool.
Yes,
really?
Yes. Yes.
Now, how did that come about?
Well, we had Elvis Presley come and sing for us. You know, we brought him back. We did a seance and sang here in Fresno. And then we got Ron to take a picture with him. It was great.
This was an Elvis Presley recreation?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool.
Lisa found him, huh, Lisa?
Yeah. I posted a picture on Facebook of the picture. And I said, okay, which one is really my dad?
did you get any answers?
Yeah, because, you know, growing up with the name Lisa Presley, everybody thought that, you know, I was named after Elvis's daughter, Lisa mm-hmm. Presley. Mm-hmm. So I always got that, you know, oh, is Elvis still alive? Is Elvis your dad? Do you really have blue suede shoes?
Funny story. Very cool. Any hands at all, Desi?
Yeah, we have about five of them. Okay. So, ending in 155, and you should be able to talk.
It's me again, Roger.
Oh, hi, Roger.
There you are.
I have a couple that, by the way, with all due respect to Sarah and others, these are the real thing. One of them, well, and I don't remember which year anything was, but these are things that happened at ACB. One year we had Ed Walker, who was used to be one of the Joy Boys on WRC in the olden days, and who was a blind professional radio disc jockey. And we had him, we awarded him an award for his outstanding service to the world and so forth as a blind person, not only the Joy Boys, but then he went to work at WAMU and did the big broadcast, the old radio broadcast for years. In fact,
decades.
I think he died, you know, a few hours after he was on the air the last
yes,
time.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And we managed to do a double coup, sort of. We got Willard Scott to come and give him the award. And so we had both the Joy Boys there. And they're both gone now.
Yeah.
So that was one that was my favorite.
I have that clip. We should share that. I have that clip.
Cool.
Yeah, I do.
And another one that I thought was really good as a real thing was when we had the real Doc Watson. I don't know. I suppose there are people in the world who don't know who Doc Watson was. But he was what do you call that kind of old timer, old time country performer
who was a flat blind. Picker.
Yeah, he was.
He played banjo and guitar and sang, mm-hmm. and his son Merle was also good. And he, we gave him an award. I believe he was talked into coming to see us by Derwood McDaniel. And I think that Bud Keith had a hand in getting Ed Walker to come. They were schoolmates at the Maryland School for the Blind. So those were some that I really liked, and you know, we really got some performance out of the deal, as well as just the presentation. It was really, and I actually sat at the table with Willa Scott and Ed Walker, as I recall. So those were a couple of great ones for me.
That's a great story, Roger. From our old radio perspective, John and I got a chance to know Ed for probably a decade or two, traded radio shows with him, and I think we even had him on the show a couple times. Nice, nice man. And we'll be missed.
This is Judy. I'm just going to jump in here and take prerogative as immediate past president. Okay?
Go ahead.
I have two. I'm going to jump on the Elvis bandwagon. As many of you know, I actually met Elvis Presley when I was 13. Maybe one of the best moments of my life, but I was so nervous it was hard to appreciate. So when our Elvis impersonator was there, I mean, he came up to the head table, kneeled, and presented me with a scarf. But after the banquet, I went out and gave him a big hug, which I never could have done to the real Elvis because I was, you know, 13 and scared. So I just gave him a big kiss and a big hug. And I said, this is what I would have done if I'd been smarter to the real Elvis. But you know who nearly pushed in front of me in line? Nicole Pacheco. Nicole was ahead of me to meet Elvis, and I'll never forget that moment. There may be a picture of that somewhere as well. I'd love us to find it.
And you were her boss at the time.
Have that one, Lisa?
I think I do. I'll have to look. I think I do. I remember that. Yeah, Nicole was right there first in line.
Okay, so my other one, and this is a wonderful thing that was arranged by Paul at our 2017 conference when Steve and I were celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. We have our 30th this year, by the way, and we went to a wonderful club on our 30th, but we had a beautiful cake prepared by the Woodland Hills Hotel, or arranged for by a nearby bakery, presented to us at the head table. And that was wonderful to share our 25th anniversary with. It was literally the 10th of April, and we shared it with the entire council while I was president. And that's one of my fondest memories. Thank you for letting me butt in.
Thank you, Judy. Really good memories.
Hi. Next, we have Colin User. One.
Aha. Is this Christine Hello? Bailey?
Yes, Larry, yep. How are you?
I'm good. Get a little closer to your phone, Colin User One.
Okay. My favorite one was Rancho Cordova when we did Dining in the Dark, and we had that lady, that master chef, blind lady that did the dinner. And I had two members that loved watching my group. That's all they watched with Master Chef and loved her. The whole series of MasterChef with her, and when I got the book, they went crazy over the book that she had. That's my favorite one.
Thank you, Christine. Good memory.
Linda.
Hi, go ahead, Linda.
Okay, well, at CCB convention banquets, we had many musical offerings over the years, of varying degrees of quality. So I'm going to point out one that I particularly enjoyed and one that I groaned through, but other people seem to enjoy. So the one that didn't strike me as that exciting was the accordion orchestra. So that just reminds me of the old joke about the accordion, about you leave your accordion in the back seat of the car, you go into the restaurant, you have a meal, and you hear a broken window while you're in there, and you go outside, and someone has added a second accordion to yours. So anyway, that's the thing about accordions. But the one I enjoyed was singing old songs from the 50s and 60s with Carl Augusto. He played the guitar afterwards, and we all sat around, you know, doing a sing-along. That was total fun.
I remember that one.
All right, next we have Charlene.
Yes, I have two. One was a speaker, which was Bob Askey with the Recordings for the Blind, who was actually my favorite narrator in reading the books. He's marvelous. I would read books just because he's the one who read the book. And then the other one was a professional performer, Lori Lewis, who did a performance at one of the conventions held in San Diego.
All right, next we have Margie Donovan, and you should be able to talk.
I am unmuted. Thank you. You're welcome. Great banquet. The one that has always stood out in my mind and been my top favorite was the ACB first convention in San Francisco. We're at the Marriott Hotel. We had a banquet and we had Terry, I can't remember his last name. He was a news reporter and he was taken hostage in Iran. And he lived in the dark for over a year. They had him blindfolded or in very dark places. But at that same banquet, they had this, I think he was 6 or 7 years old, boy from Kentucky playing the fiddle and singing, and man, he was so good, and the combination kind of balanced out each other. And what the thing in terms of us that stands out is I think is the only banquet I've ever been in that you could hear a pin drop on the carpet. It was so quiet, nobody was talking when Terry was telling his story. So I love that one. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Whoops. Next, we have Christy Crespin. You should be able to talk, Christy.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting that we're back to back, Margie, because that's when I was thinking of. I was so impressed with that guy that we bought his CD, the band, and I actually was, it was awesome because I got to touch a banjo. I loved it. And you're right, you could hear a pin drop. That was one of the most, I don't even know what word, impactful, I guess. And then I don't even remember when this one was, but maybe some of you guys can tell me. I don't even know if it was, I think it was a CCB. Kent Colors was the speaker. And Ed and I had not ordered dinner, but we were sitting in basically at the entrance of the banquet room, listening to Kent Colors, being fascinated. And there was a drawing, and we had won the $400 drawing. So that was impactful for us. We've really enjoyed the banquets, and most of them are very good. And then the CCB one that I really liked, I know it was CCB, was Jenny Owens. And I was so impressed by Jenny. Thank you.
Okay. Next we have Rita Zavoli. You should be able to talk.
Hi, everyone. I don't have the memories you have because I don't go back that far in CCB. But the one memory I have that I thought was so much fun is when Frank did CCB Jeopardy at one convention, and everybody got involved. All the tables were different teams, and you know, we had so much fun and we learned about each other. And then I think the team who won got bottles of wine, you know, so we should go back to that one. Thanks.
All right.
And Desi, I got to jump in real quick. Vita, I'm writing it down. Tell Frank to start getting his Jeopardy board ready.
Absolutely. And bring the wine.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Larry, you're such a wine connoisseur. I was going to volunteer you to bring the wine.
That's why I'm not asking you to volunteer me.
Hey, next is Regina Brink. You should be able to talk.
This is actually Joe.
Ooh, you don't sound like Regina, that's for sure.
Regina, your voice got so low.
Yeah, that's because she's right here. She's
drinking wine.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then you bring it.
We're not bringing it. We're about to drink another bottle.
Anyway, okay.
But, my favorite moment was that same time that Christine Bailey was talking about, because I literally I watched Master Chef from the beginning to the end. I'm like, and I was saying, I would love to meet her. And that day I actually did. And I was just so excited. And we bought the book for my mother-in-law, who's passed away now. And
he's being modest because he was DJing the party.
We had a good time. That was fun. I do DJ parties, and we had fun that night. And I loved having everybody listen to the music we played and stuff too. So that was pretty cool.
All right. Let me see here. We have Robert Acosta next, and you should be able to talk, Bob.
Okay, I thought you lost me. I'll be quick.
No, there you are.
Yeah, very interesting.
Leslie, I need you to turn that down.
1957, I joined the council. I coordinated as president 30 conventions. We had them twice a year, which I wish we'd do it again, but it's pretty hard now, and had a terrific time. I'm going to only cite a couple. One, 1987, the ACB convention was held in Southern California. Okay. And we were at the, don't even remember, but we had at the banquet the Letterman in concert. We had some bucks then. We got them. I was a teacher, and a student of mine says, my mom is secretary for the Letterman. I that was it. I grabbed them, hugged them, and we got them. Woody Herman was to come and play, but he died, and Les Brown came in and played. And Californians are great banquet goers. The banquet was 900 people strong. 400 Californians were in the delegation. And the ACB couldn't believe it. The 80s was the decade of California. We were the big lemon on the cake. We were the guys that Durward, McDaniel, and others wanted, and they got us, and we were not sorry at all. So that was one. Secondly, real quick, Larry will like this one. Dr. Otis Stevens had just been elected president of the ACB. Great man. Great, great man. And he came to the banquet with his wife, and we had old time radio, Frank Brzee of old time radio. And our guest was Laureen Tuttle, you know, Effie and Sam Spade. You younger, older people will remember her. She was tremendous. She stole the show for 45 minutes. We could have gone 3 hours, but that's another story.
I think Ron Staley actually helped get all Frank in the ring.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yep. Ron Staley.
And yes, he did. He has my permission. I said, bring her on. That's great. And she dies 6 months later. So those are the two that I remember. And I want to say again about 87, we won the bid. In those days, you bid for conventions. And in 85, California swept the country. They said, we want to go to Los Angeles. And we were at an airport property. That's right. And it was the year, the decade of the 80s was the California Council of the Blind. Thank you.
All right. Next, we have Olivia Ostergaard.
There you go.
All right. Sorry about that. I jumped right there. Okay, Olivia, you should be able to talk.
There we go. Great. Well, Christy, you stole my thunder again. Jenny Owens, yes, I remember her, and she was just wonderful. And also with the Master Chef, I too, my hubby and I both just watch Christine Haw every step of that way that she journeyed on that show. And I have a picture on my Facebook page of with her that I was able to get. But my fondest memory, I would have to say, would be in 09 when we first had my first convention that I went to. And L. Ray Smith was the executive director at Valley Center for the Blind at that time. And the week before, we had just lost Ed Ames. And I had been friends with Ed and Tony for years with NFB and their wonderful work with you know, getting guide dog relief areas and all that kind of stuff. And it was just a bittersweet time after losing Ed. And we were able to honor him during that time. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to let, is that Roger?
That's Roger.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to let Roger go, and then we'll let Jeff, and then we'll stop. Okay?
Okay, I first of all, let me say that for those who don't remember Lorene Tuttle, it means that you're not listening to the big broadcast on WAMU, which used to be Ed Walker's show. It's still on, and they still have Lorene Tuttle quite often on their old radio programs. But what I really wanted to mention, I thought it was special for me, and I enjoy it. You know, when somebody asks me to put forward a good trivia question, the one I like to choose is, what do Judy Collins and Molly Ringwald have in common that makes them the best in their field?
Yep.
The answer is they have blind fathers. And we had, at one of our Sacramento conventions, we had Bob Ringwald, Molly's father, playing the piano before the banquet. And I got to sit with him at the banquet, and it was wonderful. I got to talk.
We just lost him about a year ago.
Yeah.
I was going to say there was I think we had an obit written by Molly.
Yeah. Yes.
Bob Ringwald was a good guy. And after I met him at the convention, I used to get these emails from him called Mollygrams, which I believe could be called Proud Papagrams. They told about what great things Molly was doing, and they were sent to a bunch of people, apparently. But anyway, and by the way, I listened. I asked Alexa to play Molly Ringwald, and you think of her as being a teenage movie person and so forth, but she's got a damn good voice, and you know, listen to her sometime. She's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. All right, Jeff.
So mine is one in which many thought was the greatest banquet they ever attended, and a few felt it was the worst. And it has to do with the late, great Len Manning. And Ken Metz got Ken Manning for one of the banquets in which I was president. And Len told this extremely compelling story of how he lost his sight when he dance with somebody else's girlfriend and was then shot, and how he ultimately, you know, came back from the depression and all of the challenges that people with vision loss face, and went on and got his master's and really emerged to be the great sort of, you know, actor, one-man show person that he was. He did it all over the world. But Len had two versions of this story. He had the, so you might call it the watered-down version, and then he had the true-to-life version. And I did not know this as president. And he told the true-to-life version, which was filled with four-letter words and was absolutely compelling. Now, there were a few people who walked out because they didn't like the way he told the story. But there were so many others who were like, this is an incredible story. And Len told it just the way it happened. And that was an amazing, amazing moment in during my presidency. But I have to say, I was a little bit shocked when the whole thing started. I turned to Ken and said, Ken, what's going on here? So that's my memory.
And you can't stop it, can you? You can't get the hook. You can't do it. I know. I've been through that. And you just got to let it go.
Yeah, and I'm glad I did. But what else could I do? Is that exactly right?
Oh my! Thank you. Good story, Jeff. And I'm so glad we did this because I didn't know how it was going to work. Sometimes it works really well, and other times nobody raises their hand, and you say okay, and you punt, and you go on to do something else. But this was fun.
And I want, you know, just to end one other quick thing.
Yeah.
I turned to my wife, too, and she said, oh, just simmer down. Whatever happens is going to happen. So yes. Leslie, help me out a little bit.
And, you know, and Larry, I just have to say, you got to trust me. I know what I'm doing.
And it worked, and we had the time, and it was fun. So it all ended well.